Joy is Within You, the Ananda Europe podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of Joy is Within You, the Ananda Europe podcast. This episode of Ananda Stories is with Santoshi, and thank you Santoshi for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's lovely to have you. We're very excited. Santoshi, can you just very briefly introduce yourself, a little bit about yourself, just so our listeners can get to know you?
Okay. So, yes, my name is Santoshi. I have been at Ananda, where I came to Ananda for the first time in 1996 and have lived at Ananda then for about 4 years. Then I moved away and I'm now back. So I have been on this path for quite a while, even if not always living at an Ananda community. And originally I'm from Germany. I have two daughters, 17 and 13 years old. And
that's brilliant. That's perfect. Thank you. So I really appreciate to have you on this episode, because it's almost like you have arrived to Ananda community twice in some way, as you were saying. So I'm really curious to hear a little bit about how you came here the first time, and then perhaps a little bit we can talk about also how you came here the second time. How did you come to Ananda Assisi then the first time?
Okay, thank you, Parvati. That's exactly how I feel that I arrived twice at Ananda Assisi. So the very first time, I like to tell it this way, is it was in 1996 after I graduated from high school, because, Jayadev, I'm Jayadev's cousin. So when Jayadev moved, I'm sure everyone knows Jayadev, so I don't have to say anything. But when Jayadev moved from Germany to Ananda, it was a big, almost a shock for our family. And we thought we had lost him. And he had always been my favorite cousin. I loved him dearly. So when he left, I was quite sad. And I promised myself when I finish high school, I will go to Italy and I will take him home. And So that's what I did in the summer of 1996. My intention was to come to Ananda and talk to Jayadev and get him back to Germany. But of course, that didn't happen because I liked it a lot, even though in the beginning I had some resistance. But then eventually I was caught too. Then a few years later, also my mom came. And she became a disciple and a Kriyavan as well. So, in a sense, we were then three of our family who were on this path.
You could really see there that Yogananda definitely had plans for your family. You know, really drawing you all onto this path. Can I just ask you though, Santoshi, what kind of resistance did you have at the beginning, and can you remember the moment when that dissolved?
My resistance, I think, was that I felt there's too much joy at Ananda, because I started meditating when I was 16, and I started with Zen meditation, which is quite I don't know, at least the one that I practiced was quite strict and silent, and there was not, for me at least, all this joy and chanting and flowers and stuff involved. So when I arrived here at Ananda, also Swamiji came, I believe he came from India, and then when he arrived on the parking place and everyone gathered to welcome him and they showered him with rose petals and I thought, this is way too much. They're all weird here. And then also all this chanting and all this joy in the temple. Because I came from this, what I thought was very serious path of meditation, I just had the feeling you cannot just enjoy meditation that much and feel all this joy. This cannot be serious. So that was my resistance. And it wasn't dissolved I think directly through my immediate relation with Master, but I fell in love with a person here at Ananda, and because I wanted to please this person, that's why I opened up to the path and to the teachings. And then I remember I was sitting in the temple one night at midnight all by myself in the little Shanti Mandir, and I looked at Master's picture, and then somehow this falling in love with this human being transformed in falling in love with Master.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. Wow, it just shows the guru works in all ways. Just the opening of the heart and the guru flies in. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
So that actually perhaps then for you was quite an unexpected turn of events maybe. And it set you on your...
Yes.
Yeah, really on your life's course. So then you've come back in... You've come back into Ananda Assisi, and how was that experience then? Was it, it was like another first time of coming? How did the two occasions compare?
Well, in a way, it didn't feel like coming back for another first time. It always, and we have been coming during the holidays, and every time we came, I felt like I'm coming home, and I also behaved like as if I was coming home, and I would just walk into the kitchen and open the fridge and take stuff, and I would behave like this was my home. But many things had changed here at Ananda. The community had grown and things were more structured. So I still remember there was a new cook, whom I knew when he was a little boy, but he didn't recognize me. So I just walked into the kitchen and I opened the fridge and I took stuff, and he said, "Who are you and what are you doing in my kitchen?" And I thought, "Who are you and what are you doing in my kitchen?" So in a way, it was like he only saw me as a guest, but I always felt I was part of Ananda and this was my home. So it was more like a coming home. And it was very difficult for me to make the decision to move back. I had been wanting to come back for years, but then in Piedmont, how it happens, I had a nice job and I also had a nice salary. So it was, and I felt I could support my girls, and it was hard to let that all go and come back. So I had a lot of doubts. I thought, you cannot do this. You cannot just take your girls away from their school and from their friends and from their sport groups. And you cannot give up the great job you have and move to this community again, and it has already been difficult for you 20 years ago, so what do you expect? But I felt this deep longing in my heart, and I just couldn't resist, and I was 41 at that time, and I thought, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? I don't want to come back when I'm retired and then I'm not able to like give energy and help Ananda and serve at Ananda. So I just said, if I'm not going to do it now, I'm not going to do it. So I just gave up everything I had, and everyone thought I was crazy. My parents thought I was crazy. My father still thinks I'm crazy. I decided I would move. I still had so many doubts, and I cried every night, and I was desperate. But as soon as I put my foot out of the car on this parking lot at Ananda, all the doubts were gone, and I just felt I was home.
Wow. And what is it, Santoshi, for you, that feeling of home? What is that here at Ananda Assisi?
I think it has, of course, something to do with belonging to a community. For me, it's very important, the feeling of belonging to a group. And then this is my spiritual family. So now that I don't belong just to a group, but I can belong to my spiritual family, and I can live here and serve here and to serve for something bigger in this world and for something so beautiful and meaningful. That's what I love about it. And then every time I step into the temple, especially now that the temple is so empty, so of course we can only go there when we have a service to do, like for technician or something, but I like coming into the temple, I just feel there's such a special blessing.
Beautiful. So Thank you very much, Santoshi, for sharing with us today. It's been really lovely to have you on this podcast, and we appreciate very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Parvati. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, and you.
And all
thank
of you.
You. Yeah, in fact, yeah, thank you everyone for listening and being with us again on Ananda Europe podcast. Joy is within you. This has been Ananda Stories with Santoshi, and we'll see you next time.